Every week we present a prophecy update. We look into the news and headlines to show you how centuries-old Bible prophecies are coming true right before our very eyes. In his Sermon on the Mount, when discussing the last days, Jesus mentioned Noah and the global flood that he and his family and the animals survived in the ark. Jesus was making a comparison between God's judgment then and his coming judgment in the future 7-year Great Tribulation. The mention of Noah as a real person who survived a real event, the global flood, tells us that there will probably be interest in Noah and his ark in the last days. To put it another way, I know we are in the last days spoken of by Jesus when Noah is in the news. On December 12, FoxNews.com posted a story titled, "Archaeologist Claims Evidence of Noah's Biblical Flood." Here's some excerpts from that article. Robert Ballard, the underwater archaeologist famed for discovering the wreck of the Titanic in 1985, claims to have found evidence of the biblical flood that Noah fled. He says the Black Sea was once merely a freshwater lake until an enormous wall of water from the Mediterranean, 200 times more powerful than Niagara Falls, swept it and everything else away. Through carbon dating of shells found on an ancient shoreline 400 feet beneath the surface of the Black Sea, they have established a timeline for that catastrophic event, happened around 5000 BC. Experts believe this was around the time when Noah's flood would have occurred. Ballard says his team has found not just shores and shells, but pottery and even shipwrecks, evidence, he says, that the theory is correct. Now, we don't need this to believe the story of Noah and his ark, obviously. If it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. But this is a real archaeologist who discovered the Titanic, which last I checked was a real boat that sank. And so he's saying, hey, yeah, I have found evidence of this pre-flood civilization 400 feet below, in the Black Sea area. And the only explanation for it is the global flood of Noah. Now, by itself, talk about Noah is weak evidence that these are the last days. But if you look also at the miracle of the rebirth of the nation of Israel, definitely a fulfillment of centuries-old prophecies. If you look to Europe and the rise of Europe as a united superpower, the Bible says that, and the growth of technology in the very recent past, technology that could see us fulfill the mark of the beast prophecy of John from the Revelation, that everyone would have some kind of a mark on or in their body that would identify them and by which they would conduct all of their business. If you put all of these things together, it's pretty obvious that when you read the Bible, it's more current than tomorrow's newspaper. Now, we're always looking for what? The return of Jesus Christ. He promised he would come at any moment to resurrect the dead in Christ and to rapture living believers. That's what we're looking forward to. But as we see these things unfold, it excites us to serve the Lord and to get the gospel message out. You need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?